Hello to everyone that's listening today. I hope you're all doing well and that the Lord has been blessing you. I know He has truly been blessing me even in the midst of this pandemic. He's just remained faithful. And this morning when I was driving into work, I was listening to the radio, which is what I do quite often when I'm in the car. And the morning host was talking about a celebrity that's battling with cancer. And this person was saying that what they live for is their work, the show that they do on TV, and this is what helps them to get through this battle with cancer that they have. And so, of course, they pose this question to their listeners, you know, what do you live for? And, you know, when I heard it, the first thing I thought of was, well, I do live for my family. I live to be a good wife and a good mother and a good grandmother, and I may not always get it right, but I do strive towards that. But just as soon as I thought of that, the Lord reminded me of Paul's words in Philippians. He says, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." And suddenly my perspective changed, and the question was no longer, what do I live for? But how do I live for Christ in the midst of life? You see, the Apostle Paul was in prison when he penned these words, and his desire was to live on in Christ, that he would be an example to others, that he would be a witness to God's goodness, and most importantly to him was to advance the gospel and encourage the believers in Philippi in their faith. The entire palace guard knew that Paul was in chains for Christ. What a testimony. I'm sure that there were some of those guards who came to faith in Christ. And not just the guards, but anybody that was in the palace, I'm sure, knew this. You know, everybody knew the Apostle Paul, the man who once persecuted Christian and now came into faith in Jesus Christ and is now promoting the gospel. That's just something that once it's out there, you know, everybody hears of that because that is truly a miracle. But they knew that that's why he was there. So I'm sure he touched a lot of lives while he was in chains in the palace. But you know, not just there, you know, because of his courage, because of his perseverance while in chains, it actually encouraged others in the faith to be bold in preaching the gospel and to not fear in their testimony of what God had done. You know, and that brought rejoicing to Paul's heart. I'm sure he had moments when he was in prison where he's like, "Oh Lord, if you could only take me home because I'm discouraged." But I'm sure that when he heard of others in their boldness of their faith, he was encouraged because he knew that God's word was being preached, and that was really the ultimate goal. And so I'm sure that brought him encouragement. You know, you see, Paul was torn between remaining here on earth versus his desire to be in heaven with Christ. And that's truly what he means when he says, you know, to live is Christ, to die is gain, because to live here on earth meant he's living for Christ in all he does, whether it's in chains or not. It's still advancing the gospel. It's encouraging others in any way that he could from where he's at and setting an example for others in their circumstances. But really, the gain for all of us is when we get to go home to be with the Lord, because truly our home is not here on the earth. Our home is in heaven, and that is our goal in our faith, that as we walk through life, as we work out our salvation, and as we live daily for Christ, that ultimately we're going to be home with Him, and what joy that brings to our heart. You know, I confess, there's times when I struggle with that. I wake up and it's like, Lord, I'm here another day. I really long for the day that the Lord takes me home, and I don't know when that will be, but I also long for God to use me while I am here, and it is my hope and prayer that I will live for Christ as to the best that I can to honor Him while I'm here. So this was the struggle that he had, but yet Paul was convinced that he would remain and continue serving Christ, for it would mean fruitful labor and continued progress and joy in the faith for the believers in Philippi. And that would be our reason as well. You know, it's a fruitful labor. It's not easy labor at times. And there's tears and there's on your knees in prayer and fasting and all of these things. You know, there's a cost to living for Christ. But it is fruitful labor because it produces good fruit for the kingdom of God. It encourages others. It brings more into the family of God, because we can all think of people that we know that need Christ and that we want to be with us for all of eternity. I want every member of my family to be there. I want my friends to be there. So I ask myself, you know, how do I live for Christ in the midst of COVID-19? How do we live for Christ in the midst of COVID-19? You know, how do we live for Christ in the midst of a financial loss? How do we live for Christ in the midst of a difficult marriage? How do we live for Christ in the midst of cancer or another illness of some kind? You know, how do we live for Christ in the midst of whatever your circumstance might be right now? I say to myself, are others seeing Christ in me? Are my actions, my attitudes encouraging to others to put Christ first in their lives? Are others being spurred on to preach the gospel, to walk boldly in their faith? You know, when I have a disagreement with my husband, or when work is stressful, or my mind is on overload due to conflicting information regarding this pandemic, you know, I can choose to explode, or I can be reminded that for me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. And what does that look like? You know, living for Christ means glorifying Him with my words and my actions. It's seeking to draw others to Christ rather than tearing them down. It's being quick to listen and slow to speak rather than spewing words in anger that I will later regret, words that have the potential to cause irreparable damage. Living for Christ means being present. It means not giving up or running away. Counting it all joy when we face trials. James reminds us of that, you know, that we know that when we face many trials, that the testing of our faith, it develops perseverance. You know, Paul's faith, I'm sure, was tested at times, but he persevered. He knew how to persevere in that. Living for Christ means dying to self. It means putting the other person first, you know, seeing the situation from their perspective. Sometimes we only look at our own. We have tunnel vision, but God wants our vision to be broad and open, to be able to see both sides. Living for Christ and dying to self is a win-win situation in God's economy. So as we consider what we live for, let us take it a step further and ask, how am I living for Christ in the current situation I find myself in? God bless you.